Hi, this is Shirley.
Yes.
It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak? Is this
How can I help?
Shirley I'm speaking to?
Where is your board of transport?
MMA Legal.
Oh, right. I had that trouble. Hello?
Hi, is that Shirley?
Uh-huh.
Hiya. Okay. So in order to be compliant with data protection, can you just confirm your date of birth and address, please?
Uh-huh.
Can you confirm your date of birth for me?
25974.
Lovely. And your address?
It's 73 Alden Road.
That's lovely. Okay. So I need to make you aware that during the call, if you disclose anything that may be safeguarding, we would need to make a referral to obviously the local authority if you haven't disclosed anything like that before. But obviously I'd explain that to you and why. I need to make you aware that the call is recorded for compliance reasons as well. Are you okay to continue? Lovely. So I'm just calling today to gather some more information about the impact of your time in care for your application for Scottish redress. Is that okay? Lovely. Okay. First question is, what age did you go into care?
Maybe 13.
Okay. And whereabouts were you born?
Lanark.
And is that where you were when you were placed in care?
I lived in Douglas. No, I didn't. I lived in Lanark.
Okay. And can you clarify your GP details, please?
Just now?
Yeah, who you live at the moment?
Boswell Medical Practice.
What's that?
Boswell.
Oh, Boswell.
Yeah.
Is it Boswell?
No, just both well.
Both well.
Boswell.
Can you spell it for me, sorry?
BOTH.
Yep.
WELL.
Lovely. And that's medical practice, is that? And whereabouts was that?
Boswell.
Do you have any professional support in you at the moment? So that could be drug, alcohol, or counselling, or therapy, or mental health services?
I'm doing a trauma therapy at the moment.
Is that
EMDR? No, it just comes under trauma therapy. It's called the STAR Project.
Trauma therapy. Lovely. Is that through the NHS, that one?
No.
Who's that with?
Liber 8. So it's LIBER and then the number 8.
Okay. Is that like a charity or?
Aye.
Yeah. Lovely. Okay. Any other places that you are accessing social care or anything?
Well, not really. I mean, does AA count?
Yeah.
Aye.
Is that currently? Okay, so you can't obtain obviously records from AA because it is anonymous, and they don't hold those records. But it's note down that you're currently attending. It is being practiced, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any mental health?
I do suffer from depression and anxiety.
And do you take any medication for that?
Yeah, antidepressants.
Yeah, what ones do you take?
Duloxetine.
That's okay. Do you, or have you ever, done any self-harm?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what does that entail?
I used to cut myself, but it was when I was in care. So it's not really, I mean, I suppose, you know, alcohol consumption comes up. I don't know if that comes under self.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the self-harm, when I used to cut myself, was when I was in care, so when I was about 12, 13, 14 or something.
Yes, and so at what age did you stop?
Sorry?
What age did you stop that?
Well, just been on drug taking and alcohol abuse, so maybe cut myself halfway about a month or about.
Sorry, the phone cut out then, sorry. Did you say 16?
18.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know it's a difficult subject to speak about, so if you do need a break, just let me know, and then we can come back to things if you need to as well.
Okay.
So when you used to clot yourself, was it on your arm, your leg?
Both,
yeah. Yes. Did you ever receive any treatment for that?
No.
And would the GP have that on record?
I doubt it.
Okay. It would be good if you could get that recorded with your medical practitioner. Only so it's recorded officially.
Oh, right. Okay.
So when it comes to evidence, obviously we can, this is part of what I'm ringing you for today, is to gather as much information so we can go and do subject access requests to get the confirmation of what happened and who did what and things.
Right.
But if that isn't on your medical record,
I just like it doesn't happen.
Yeah, kind of, but we need that evidence. Have you got any scars or anything like that?
No, really. No.
Okay.
They were quite superficial, kind of.
Yeah.
Aye, for help type thing as opposed to.
Yeah. And it is very common. It's like an emotional relief. Did you have or have you had recently any thoughts of ending life?
Yeah.
Is it all the time since being in care, or could you put a time limit on that feeling?
I suppose over the last kind of two years, I've moved three times, and I've changed jobs because of moving. So I think the whole settledness, and past events being triggered, I suppose. You know, just the illness moving about. Has led me to, I had my antidepressants increased, and then I wanted them to get no help either, so they've been in.
Sorry, the phone's cutting out. I'm not really sure what's happening. Have you got a bad signal where you are?
No, I hold on, I'm moving through the other side.
Sorry. You were just in the middle of speaking, and I didn't want to sort of to think that I wasn't listening. I was listening, it just completely cut out. So sorry about that.
I suppose the suicidal thoughts have been quite prevalent in the last 2 years or something, because I've moved house three times, and just the whole unsettlement is kind
of... It's that sense of security. Sense of security's kind of gone again, and you have to be... Redoing that.
Yeah.
I'll put that down for security triggered bypass events.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever been in hospital as a child whilst you were in care?
I don't think so.
Okay. And do you have any physical health at the moment?
Physical health? No, not really. I mean, I went through cancer treatment about 6 years ago, and I suppose your immune system's never really quite right after that, so I need to be a wee bit careful, and it seems to be, and it's put me through menopause and early menopause and what have you, so around my life is completely changed for that. So I'm physically well, but just not quite as...
Not what you were.
Not what I was, aye.
Yeah. What kind of cancer was it, if you don't mind me asking?
Breast cancer.
Okay. You've done really well.
Thank you.
You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
So, going back to mental health, sorry, I missed that question. Have you ever received hospitalisation for your mental health at all?
No.
No, okay, lovely. Some of these questions aren't applicable, but we have to ask and make sure that we've covered it all. Yeah. So, we get copies of your care records. We're going to ask the local authority for that. Mm-hmm. When we obtain them, is it something that you'd like to read yourself, or do you not want a copy?
I'd like to read it, mine.
Okay, no problem. I'll put that down. Okay. Another sensitive question. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions or anything?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you remember the year and the offence?
So I was in a lot of trouble with the police when I was about 16. So what's that? 1990, and the last one was probably 2000.
2008.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were they for?
The last ones were, it was a drug charge, I had a few, breach of the peace, I think I had an assault, shoplifting, drunken disorderly, I don't know.
So right, if there's no rush, honestly, I'm just going to write down and clarify. So I put down drug charges, breach of the peace, shoplifting. What was the other one that you mentioned?
Drunken disorderly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I was charged as well with being drunken charged with my son.
Was he under 18?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would have been drunk in charge of a minor, wouldn't it, that one?
Yeah,
aye. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you mentioned drugs. Let's talk about drugs. What age did you start taking drugs?
About 14.
And what did that start with?
Hash.
And did it progress to anything else?
Mm-hmm. I took a lot of kind of recreational drugs, just like acid, speed, ecstasy, and then took the coke later on.
Okay. And do you still engage with those now?
No.
And what age did you stop?
47.
Did you go through any treatment for that or access any services to help support that? Okay. Will that be on your medical records, that one as well?
Should be. It was the city, they took me through a detox and then it was, the city local council, kind of an addiction team.
Okay. So... That should be on your medical records, that shouldn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine so, aye.
Yeah. I'm just making a note down. Because we can get, obviously, the medical records and then go through them and then find out who that was.
Right. I don't know if it comes under CAT team, like Community Addiction Team, because I was in Glasgow at the time. I also had had action workers. And I also had a alcohol counsellor. I can't remember if they quote her daughter or that. I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, I used to work with Act Action. What branch was it in? Is that Glasgow as well?
It was Glasgow, aye.
A lovely service. Change over now, though. We are with you now.
That's right.
So I've got Cat Team Glasgow, Act Action Glasgow, and then it was counselling, wasn't it, as well? Do you remember who that was with?
You know, I can't remember. I'm trying to remember if it was a court order thing. That I had to go to this alcohol counsellor. But that was years ago, I can't really remember. But I also recently went to the council, Glasgow Council of Alcohol. I think they've changed names now, I can't remember what they're called now. No, I can't remember. So I had a counsellor there as well.
Okay, I'm just putting that down. And that was the counsellor.
Mhm.
Okay. So the court, we might be able to get the information from the court if it was on a court order. Okay. You know where they, because sometimes they name, don't they, what service they want you to attend. Sometimes they're a bit, you know, foggy, aren't they, and they don't really say anything. But sometimes they're quite specific, so it might be that we'd look into getting the copy of the court order.
It might be. I don't know why I think that, but I can't remember if I ended up getting there.
Yeah.
It was about the time that I was going to court a lot, and it just feels as if it might have been a deterrent sentence.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Alright, we can look into that and see what we can find. The most information that we find is the better, really, because it'll help identify for your case, won't it? So with the alcohol, you mentioned going to the counselling. What age did you start drinking?
Roughly about 14 as well.
Okay. And what did it start with?
It was cider.
And how did you get the cider at 14? Can you remember?
Oh, I don't know.
It's trying to think back, isn't it? Like back in the day.
I think it's just asked one of the older folk to go and get it for us.
Yeah. Is that the peers in the care setting?
I don't think it was, no.
Okay. And do you still drink alcohol now?
No.
And when did you stop?
When I was 47, so I'm about 3.5 years.
That's amazing, well done.
Thank you.
You should be so proud. You should, it takes a lot. Yeah.
That wasn't easy, but there you go.
Oh, you've done well. Okay. Let me just double check, I've got everything on here. Couple of more questions. So what age did you leave care?
I was 16.
16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get offered like a personal advisor or any other support after 16?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, and this is your preference. So we have male and female advisors that take you through this journey, because it's going to take around 10 months. Is there a preference for yourself, whether it be a male or a female?
Do you know what? Maybe it'd be better if it was a female.
Okay, so it'll be me then. I'm Natalie.
No.
Yeah, so save this number in the phone. If you've got any questions, obviously just give me a call. The whole process is going to take around 10 months-ish.
Right.
Obviously, I'm going to be your main point of contact. What we're going to do now is gather some information on your case, and that's all the subject access requests that we were just talking about, getting these information. It may be that we get the initial ones, and then we find some other companies and then we have to do some more. The more evidence we've got is obviously going to substantiate your claim.
Right.
So when we've gathered all of that, we put it forward to the Scottish Redress panel.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to go to the panel, okay? It's a closed door panel, but you will be aware of the date that it's going to be held. So as part of our compliance, you've probably been advised the options, but I need to, obviously because our call's recorded, just redo the options that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you're entitled to claim Scottish Redress independently and research your own evidence for that. You are able to have a solicitor from Scotland or England who will have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf, but they get the fee from Scottish Redress. And they receive that fee if you win or lose. They still get that. And then there's us who can act on your behalf. We've opted out of taking that fee from Scottish Redress. And we charge the 20% cap fee. And that's only chargeable if you win. If you lose, there's no fee.
Okay.
That means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you.
Okay.
You're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period.
Okay.
So that can be from 14 days from today. But if you want and you're happy and you want us to continue acting for you, we can do that straight away.
Yeah,
so, you all right with that?
Right, I'm just saying.
Okay, do you want to have the 14 days or do you want us to proceed straight away?
Just go on there, answer.
Yeah, that's fine, that's no problem.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. So, do you have any questions for me?
No, not really. No.
Okay. But if you do get any questions, obviously, in the meantime, that you will get something come through the post. In a few weeks' time anyway. And part of that is like the resources that you can access. That you've accessed quite a few different ones. There might be something on there that you've not seen before and you might think, oh, that might be a good one to give a try. So that will come through as well. But in the meantime, if you do get any questions, just give me a call. And I'll try my best to support and be with you the whole through the journey. So thank you very much for your time today. You still there? Hello?
Hi, I'm still here.
Oh, it went all quiet and funny then.
I can't stand it. She's moving about the house. No signal, sorry.
Like, hello.
Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, no worries. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.